1. Digital camera.
Hey, check this out. I just got it yesterday.
Ooh, a digital camera. Wow, that looks like a complicated one.
Well, actually, it's a lot more convenient than a traditional film camera. With a digital camera, you can look at your pictures and decide if you want to save them before you print them or email them. You view them right here on the LCD screen. LCD stands for Liquid Crystal Display. See? That's a picture of my dog.
Nice! So how does it work? I mean, how does the camera take pictures and store them?
Well, first, the image sensor creates the pictures. The image sensor is a little square chip inside the camera. It turns light into electricity and creates an image. Then, the flash memory stores the pictures. This is the flash memory right here on the side. See the red button next to it? You push the button, remove the flash memory, and then you can save, print, or email your pictures.
Amazing! So, how much did it cost?
Let's not talk about that.
2. MP3 player.
Information, not your name.
I dreamed at 250 or 200.
Tanya!
Yeah?
Can I borrow your MP3 player? I'm thinking of buying one, but I want to try yours first.
Sure. It's right here. Just let me explain a few things first. Okay, it's on. Look at the screen. See? That's the playlist. It displays the categories of all my songs. It's all my favorite music I've downloaded from my computer.
Cool.
When you want to listen to music, you use the keypad to choose the songs you want to hear. See the keypad buttons here? These are the main controls. Press the play arrow.
Okay, that's easy enough. What do I do next?
Here, put these headphones on. When you press play, the digital signal goes to the digital signal processor. That's a large rectangular computer chip inside the MP3 player. The digital signal processor turns the signal into music. Well, I think that's all you need to know. Any questions? I said, any questions?
What? Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you. Great playlist. What did you say?
3. PDA.
Well, I'm all ready for my new job. I'll be on time for all my meetings with my new PDA.
PDA? What's that?
A personal digital assistant. You've never heard of them? They're the coolest things. I can store addresses, schedules, take notes. They're great.
Hey, that's pretty neat. Show me how it works.
Okay. First, you use the stylus to select the function from the menu. Well, the stylus is like a little pencil. It's this thing on the side here. You use that to input the information. You just touch it directly on the screen, like this. See? This is a special kind of screen. It's called a touch screen. Well, here, let's choose address book. After you select the function, the information goes to the microprocessor. It's a little square chip inside the PDA. It's like the computer's brain. The microprocessor retrieves and stores information. See? There they are, all my phone numbers and addresses. Here, I'll put in your phone number. What is it?
704-555-9102.
Got it. Isn't this so convenient? I've got all my phone numbers in here.
Great. Maybe now you'll return my phone messages.
4. GPS.
So, what do you think of my new car?
It's pretty high-tech. What's this thing on the dashboard?
That's my car's GPS. It's the navigation system. I love it. I always know exactly where I am and where I'm going. I never get lost.
GPS?
GPS stands for Global Positioning System. See, there are satellites way up in the sky. The satellites are always up there moving around the Earth. This part here, the part you put inside the car, is called the GPS receiver. Here's how it works. First, satellites send radio waves to the GPS receiver. The GPS receiver reads the information signals from several satellites in different locations. Then the receiver uses a formula to calculate its distance and position, so you can find out the car's exact location, anytime, anywhere.
Well, I guess it is a pretty neat device, but it doesn't seem to work very well.
What do you mean?
You were supposed to turn left back there,